USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Department of Justice announced Taylor Energy, a Louisiana-based company, will pay $43 million in civil penalties and damages and $432 million to a cleanup trust fund over a spill in the Gulf of Mexico that has been ongoing since 2004. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice responded Wednesday to attacks on his state and its senior senator, Democrat Joe Manchin. Justice, a Republican who switched from Democrat affiliation in 2017, said this behavior is not okay. A fire at an ExxonMobil oil refinery in Texas left several people injured Thursday morning after what officials and local residents suggested may have been an explosion. At least three people were transported to hospital by air ambulance as authorities responded to the major industrial accident in Baytown, Texas. That's about 25 miles east of Houston. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
As several lawmakers in Washington, D.C. claim President Biden's vaccine mandate is unconstitutional, we're going to find out. SCOTUS says they will hear oral arguments.
While the country's highest court will review President Joe Biden's nationwide vaccine or test mandate for businesses with at least 100 employees, justices will also evaluate a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. The court will hear oral arguments on January 7th in the two cases. The workplace mandate is currently in effect throughout the country, while the healthcare worker mandate is blocked in half of U.S. states. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Beijing Olympic organizers expressed regret on Thursday after the National Hockey League said it would not allow its players to compete at the Winter Games because of COVID-19. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said the postponement of 50 regular season games since the Omicron variant started to spread through teams had made participation in the Olympics no longer feasible. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York, on Newsmax last night said that President Biden and his administration are peddling fear and divisiveness in America.
Well, it seems like they've run out of ideas, so everything new that comes out now falls under the category of a mandate, a fine, a threat, a firing. For a while during this pandemic, it was about people at different levels of government, in and out of government, regardless of party, working together. There was a point when we needed PPEs. We worked together to get PPEs. And testing, and then there was the vaccine development. Right now, we should be talking more about the research and development of treatments, of access to therapeutics, access to more testing at home where you don't have to go out and wait on the lines for a while. Maybe you could get tested at home and not even have to leave your house. But unfortunately, what we're seeing is this competition in a way amongst mayors and governors of blue states, blue cities, where they're trying to outdo each other, asserting more government control, trying to separate society between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, causing a lot of resentment, acting as if the people are there to serve them as opposed to them being there to serve the people, showing a lot of disrespect, putting people to the streets. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who they're just not happy with what they have in their representation as their mayor, as their governor.
Yeah.
And their lives, their freedoms are being harmed.
Lance Pride, USA Radio News.